comes, speeding nearer and nearer every second. It's here, the splash hit, Land of the Lost, brought to you by Bosco. Bosco Milk Amplifier, the rich, chocolate-flavored syrup that makes milk taste better than your favorite soda fountain special. Yes, boys and girls, you'll really go overboard for extra chocolatey Bosco. Any way you take it, I mean hot, I mean cold, I mean in luscious chocolate-flavored desserts, you're sure to get a bang out of Bosco. And now the Bosco Company presents The Land of the Lost. And its discoverer, the well-known storyteller, Isabel Manning Hewson.
Down at the bottom of the ocean, where pearly shells lie gleaming on silver sands, and coral palaces seem to quiver in the magical green light of underseas, down there lies the land of the lost. It's the haven for all the treasures that disappear from up on earth. And it's so beautiful that the first time we saw it, my brother Billy and I thought we must be dreaming. But it was no dream, for we went back again and again with our friend Red Lantern, the wise talking fish. Red Lantern gave us magic seaweed so we could breathe underwater. And every week, we'd meet him at the lake near our house, swim through a tunnel beneath it that led to the ocean, and jump onto a swift sea current that would carry us down, down to the land of the lost.
Our regular current, Red Lantern, it seems different.
Well, it is different, Isabel. Something very strange and exciting is supposed to happen today in the sea kingdom of Romavia, and King Thindall wants me to be present there.
Romavia?
Yes, it's just south of the Land of the Lost, where the Romers come from.
What are they?
The most restless beings who dwell in the ocean, Billy. They spend most of their time riding the waves, racing each other into shore.
Yeah? Funny, I've never seen any of them at the beach.
Well, that's because the roamers are invisible, unless they're underwater, Billy.
Oh, my gracious.
You can't see them in the open air, but you'll see them all down here this morning. The entire population is sure to be on hand.
Golly, what's doing, anyhow?
Well, it's the most waterific occasion in 150 years, Billy. Today is the day when the prisoner of the tides is to be released.
The prisoner of the tides?
Popping periwinkles, haven't you ever heard of them? The unhappy wretch who has wandered the ocean for 7 generations, imprisoned in a great floating ball of seaweed?
Gosh, no. But what's he got to do with Romavia?
Well, he's the rightful ruler of Romavia, Billy. His name is Regulus.
But how did he ever get inside the ball of seaweed?
Well, many years ago, Father Neptune became angry with him and condemned him to this long and terrible punishment.
Oh, how awful.
But today marks the end of it. Today, the tides that carried him away will bring him back to his people at last.
Hot ziggity. Hey, the current's slowing down.
Yep, time to slip off, Pollywogs. Come on, 1, 2, 3, go. That's it. Now follow me through this arch in the seawall. We'll ripple right into Romavia.
Are those roamers coming this way, Red Lantern?
Yes, Billy. They don't look so very different from Earth people, do they?
Except that their hair is dark green.
And they have webbed fingers.
Stand back, tadpoles. Let them by.
Be joyful, be joyful, for today's the day of liberty. Be joyful, be joyful. For at last our monarch ends his long captivity. Be joyful, be joyful.
Lantern!
It's one of the roamers!
Welcome, Red Lantern! I thought I saw that crimson light of yours.
Rinaldo, my friend, greetings. Isabel, Billy, shake hands with the noblest roamer of them all, the courtier Rinaldo.
How do you do?
Delighted you're here. This way, all. The crowd is gathering in the royal square.
To watch for the appearance of the floating prison?
Yes, the square faces the open ocean and the incoming tide.
Just listen to those voices. This is a great day for Romavia, Rinaldo.
The day we've all been living for. Think of it, Red Lantern. For 7 generations, our people have had no real king.
And who's been running things down here?
Oh, a succession of regents. Temporary rulers, each more worthless than the last. The one we have now is named Romulus. Hark! That trumpet means he's about to favor us with his presence.
Well, this must be the square.
Look over to the left. The regent is coming out of the Emerald Palace now.
Make way! Make way for Romavia's high and mighty viceroy, the regent Romulus!
Hurrah!
High and mighty? That mean, skinny-looking quiet, Billy.
Huh?
Look at all the gorgeous jewels he's wearing.
He won't be wearing them much longer.
No, not after King Regulus returns.
If he returns, fellow Romers.
If he returns, why, it is written that he shall.
Perhaps, Rinaldo. But there is something about our dear regent's behavior that makes me very suspicious.
Why do you say that?
He seems almost too willing to step down from his throne. Too ready to relinquish his power.
Well, we shall soon find out.
When's the real king supposed to get here, Rinaldo? The guy that's been cruising around in the seaweed prison.
It should be soon now, while the tide is still running in this direction.
Boy, imagine how he must feel. I bet he's on pins and needles now he's getting so close to home.
But he doesn't know that, my lad.
He doesn't?
Poor King Regulus cannot see where the ball of seaweed carries him. Nor has he any way of reckoning time.
What? You mean he's just shut up in there and he has no way of...
Behold! Romers, behold! Look out to sea!
Which way, Red Lantern? Which way?
Off there, Isabel. That dark spot, like a shadow taking shape in the water and growing larger as it drifts in this direction.
Only it's not a shadow. It's a great round tangle of seaweed, slowly turning over and over and over.
Quiet all, he comes. Ah, listen, brothers. You can hear his voice. It is our captive king, the prisoner of the tides.
Day after week, after month, after year, have I groaned all alone with no comrade to hear. Endlessly traveling on and still on, never knowing the night from the noon or the dawn. From ocean to ocean, the tides are in motion. No peace, they never cease to ebb and flow. While on I go, a weary prisoner, helplessly drifting. Oh, when will it end? Has my name been forgotten by foe and by friend? Never was roamer so wretched as I. If I cannot be free, let me stop. Let me die.
Look, Billy, the ball of seaweed is floating closer. In a minute, it'll touch the foot of the palace steps.
Holy smoke, it's breaking up.
stepping forth, Regulus, King of Romania!
Why, he's still young and handsome.
Yes, Isabel, just the same as when he was exiled. That's because he's been under a spell.
Do I...
But listen, he's speaking.
Do I dream? Is this indeed Romania? And the end of my imprisonment.
Yes, King Regulus, you are free.
Welcome home.
Thank you. Thank you, my people. But if I am your king, who is that stranger yonder with jeweled robes and scepter?
My name is Romulus, your majesty, the last of the line of regents who've done their best to govern during your unhappy absence.
You see, fellow roamers, the regent means to make no trouble.
He sure sounds polite.
Yes, I have done my poor best, sire. But no one could ever take your place. That is why I shall rejoice in becoming a mere subject once more, grateful for the return of my rightful ruler.
Your loyalty touches me, friend Romulus. After these years of misery, a kind word brings the tears to my eyes.
You are weary, King Regulus.
Weary? This head has not lain on a quiet pillow since before your grandfather's grandfather was born.
Then come, sir. I have had a room prepared for you in the palace in case you wish to rest before the great banquet in your honor.
A banquet?
The most magnificent ever held underwater. But it will not begin for several hours yet.
Then let him sleep.
Aye, let the king rest.
Lead the way, Sir Regent. We'll carry King Regulus on our shoulders.
Up with him, Romers. Into the palace.
Hurry for King Regulus.
Come on, Isabel. Let us go in, too. Everybody else is.
All right. But where's Red Lantern?
Oh, back of us in the crowd somewhere. He'll be along. Oh, Jiminy, this is some pass. Look at the car.
Oh, I can't see, Billy. I'm so squeezed in between all of
them. Hey, children.
Oh, there's Ronaldo ahead of us down the hall.
Oh, Mr. Ronaldo, we got separated from Red Lantern.
Stay with me. Here's the entrance to the royal chamber. Slip in quickly.
Oh, gee, thanks. I didn't think we'd make it.
Back, the rest of you, outside.
No, we want to see King Regulus.
There's room for no more. You shall see His Majesty later.
What do you know, Isabel? We're right in the king's own room, along with old Romulus the regent and all the other big shots.
Here you will find rest and seclusion, your majesty, with everything designed for your comfort. And the couch is of the softest swan's down. Only try it.
Romulus, for this you deserve to keep my kingdom.
Your majesty jests. If you're thirsty, yonder is a flask of sparkling brine.
No.
And next to your bed, I have placed a rare plant, a sea jasmine whose delicate perfume will make your dreams more sweet.
Me.
Isn't that plant beautiful, Billy? All covered with pure white flowers.
Intoxicating. You are too kind. Too kind.
Oh, but come, friends. Let us not keep His Majesty from the repose he needs so sorely.
You are right, Romulus. Let us withdraw.
Oh, my shucks. Just when I was going to ask the king for his water grill.
Quiet. Rest well, your majesty.
Thank you.
Your journey is over, King Regulus. May your slumber be long and deep.
While Regulus sleeps in the deep, I'm going to tell all of you wide-awake polywogs how to mix up the best-tasting hot chocolatey milk drink this side of the Kingdom of Romania. It's Bosco, of course. Rich, chocolate-flavored, swell-tasting Bosco milk amplifier. You just ask Mom to get the jar of Bosco out of the cupboard come lunchtime or dinnertime, and boy, oh boy, for breakfast, too. Then, spoon out 1 or 2 teaspoonfuls of delicious Bosco chocolate-flavored syrup into a cup of hot milk. Tastes like a treat one mom will want you to have every day. Because Bosco is brimful of extra iron for energy, and Bosco's got lots of vitamin D. And say, are you and your friends going to like the taste of Bosco and milk, hot or cold? Yep, a trip to the cupboard for the jar of Bosco is better than a trip to the soda fountain. And, excuse me, please, while I answer my telephone. Hello? What's that, Johnny Tadpole? You don't have Bosco at your house. Well, that's easy to fix. You just tell your mother how much you're going to like rich, chocolatey Bosco and milk and how good it is for you, full of iron and vitamin D, and I'll bet she lets you go to the store yourself for a jar of Bosco today. Now to follow Isabel and Billy. Remember a few minutes ago they left King Regulus resting in the royal bedchamber? At this very moment, they're going along the palace corridor.
Golly, Isabel, take a look in that dining room. Oh, this is some banquet they're getting ready for the king.
I know. See those dishes of solid crystal.
Who cares about the dishes? It's what they're going to eat off from the count.
You needn't get excited about food yet, Earth Boy. The banquet doesn't start for 2 hours. Come, Romans.
And besides, Billy, nobody's asked us to come to... Oh!
What's the matter?
My locket. My little gold locket that grandmother gave me.
What about it?
It's gone. Oh, Billy.
Now, wait a minute. Are you sure you were wearing it today?
Of course I am. It was on a blue ribbon around my neck. Oh, what shall I do?
Ahoy, Puddlebugs.
Hey, there's Red Lantern.
Oh, at last. Oh, Red Lantern, where have you been all this time?
Doing a little finagling, small fry.
Oh, yeah?
As representative from the Land of the Lost, I've wangled an invitation to the banquet for all three of us.
What?
It's going to be quite an affair. There are aromas pouring in from all over the ocean. Well, here comes a delegation behind me now to call on King Regulus, all descendants of his old friends.
Tell us, where's his majesty? We have come to bend the knee. Roamers true, 2 by 2, happy that our king is free.
He's the one they used to praise
in the happy olden days.
Now the regent's reign is o'er, all shall prosper as before.
Once again the future's bright, once again our hearts are light. Woes take wing as we sing. Hail, Romeo's rightful king. Hail, full hail the king.
Regent.
Quiet indeed. Must we still take orders from you, Romulus?
Oh, not orders, noble sir. Only a request. His aquatic majesty is still sleeping, I hope.
Sleeping? What's that he says?
Why, I thought you knew, Red Lantern.
Poor King Regulus was so dreadfully tired, and Mr. Romulus had a lovely room all ready for him to rest in.
Oh, I see.
Then we won't disturb him.
Yes, quite so.
We'll wait until later.
Yes, at the banquet. Come, won't you make yourselves at home outside here in the palace garden? All right,
so, King Regulus is snatching 40 winks before putting on the crown again, eh? Well, I don't know that I blame him.
Oh, you wouldn't if you saw the bed he's sleeping on, Red Lantern. All swan's down with green satin covers.
Well, bless my scales, how do you know?
Because we saw it ourselves. Isabel and I were
Billy.
In there when... Huh?
I bet that's where I lost my locket.
Locket?
In that room where we left the king.
Oh, but listen, Isabel.
Oh, it must be. I remember now. I had it on when we went inside.
Well, not that pretty gold locket, Isabel.
Yes, the one I love so much. Well, I've simply got to see if it's there.
Well, now, wait. Where is this room the king is resting in?
Right down the hall, Red Lantern, this way.
Now, hold on. You can't just go barging into where royalty is sleeping.
Oh, please, Red Lantern. I'll slip through the door so quietly he'll never know.
But Isabel... too late. There she goes. I only hope she doesn't trip over something and wake his majesty.
Oh, that poor fellow wouldn't hear it if you dropped a stack of tin trays right under his nose. Why, he fell asleep with a room full of people.
All the same, he may waken easily, and we're going to be pretty unpopular around here if we disturb him. What's that?
It's Isabel. She's coming back. And look, Red Lantern, she found the locket.
Well, Finn and Dandy, well, I see you found...
Red Lantern.
What is it, Isabel? You're pale.
It's terribly stuffy in there, Red Lantern. It made me feel funny.
Nonsense. You weren't inside more than a few seconds.
I know, but that smell is so strong.
Smell? What smell? Come along, Billy. Maybe we'd better look into this. Softly now. I'll go first.
Ooh, I got a whiff already. Sort of sweet and sickening.
The odor's stronger over here, Billy.
Hey, I know where it comes from.
Huh?
It's that jasmine plant in the corner.
Jasmine?
Sure, that plant. You see, with the white flowers right beside the bed. Romulus put it there for King Regulus.
Romulus did? Here, let me see that plant. Could it be? Could it possibly be that... Great Gudgeon's ghost it is.
Huh? Is what, Red Lantern?
The most deadly plant that grows underwater. A black jasmine.
Black?
Yes, why, the flowers are like those of the ordinary variety. That's why no one recognized it for what it was. But the leaves are black on the underside. Quick, Billy, throw it out the window, pot and all.
Huh? Out the window?
Now do as I say before we're overcome by its poisonous perfume.
Okay. Here goes. Gosh, Red Lantern, I bet we've wakened King Regulus now.
I only wish we had, Billy.
You mean he's...
Billy! He's... Red Lantern, what was that noise?
True Hero, what's going on?
Why is that door open?
Who dares disturb His Majesty?
I do. Come quickly, you roamers, and help me rouse him, or you will have no king.
What's that?
He is already unconscious, half asphyxiated.
Merciful Neptune, it's true. His face is blue. Oh,
come now, shake him. Pull him out of bed.
King Regulus, wake up! Your Majesty, wake up! Wake up!
Make him walk. Keep him moving. It's the only way to save his life. Come on, Tadpoles.
Huh? Where are you going, Red Lantern?
To spread the news of this criminal attempt. Rinaldo! Fomio! All loyal subjects of Regulus! Hear me!
Did you call, Red Lantern?
Friends, roamers, denizens, lend me your ears. There is a traitor in your midst. The regent, Romulus. Some of you suspected that he meant to keep the throne, and you were right. He has just tried to poison your king.
Poison King Regulus? But how?
By leaving him in a room that was gradually filling with deadly perfume from an innocent-looking plant. Why, if these earth children hadn't discovered it by accident, his life would have went ebbed away in sleep, and no one the wiser.
Oh, curse that tyrant. The black-hearted scoundrel of a regent?
After him. He's here in the palace somewhere. Who saw him last?
We saw him a few minutes ago, Mr. Rinaldo. He was showing some visitors to the garden.
Then follow me. It's just outside here. Only let me get my hands on him.
Look, Red Lantern, under the coral trees. It's the roamers who are waiting to see King Regulus.
Hail, friends. Has Romulus the regent been here in the garden?
Why, yes, Rinaldo. Till a moment ago, there was a sound of breaking glass. Someone hurled a plant through yonder window, and he left rather abruptly.
Then he knows that his wicked plot has been discovered. Which way did he go?
That way, sir, through the colonnade.
Make haste. That colonnade leads to the public square.
It's no use, Rinaldo. He's out of sight already.
No, he's not. There he goes in his purple robe, dodging from pillar to pillar.
Halt, Romulus! Stop him, someone! You there in the square!
Look, it's the regent!
He's running away!
Seize him! He has betrayed Romania!
Hurry, Rinaldo! He's heading for the open sea!
Oh, we'll never catch him out there.
Out of reach, scot-free, the scheming monster!
Wait! Look, Rinaldo! He's slowing down. His arm is caught in a piece of seaweed.
And he's tangled his foot in another piece.
Christopher Columbus, the water out there seems full of seaweed all of a sudden.
Why, it's wrapping itself around his arms and legs so he can hardly move.
Help! Help!
More and more of it, all drawing together in a mass. Like
the great seaweed ball that held King Regulus prisoner.
Help, I say!
help you when you've cheated and mistreated us all for years?
And try to kill our king?
Look, the ball is moving.
It's beginning to drift.
The tide has turned. It's carrying away the seaweed prison with the regent inside.
Save me!
Your punishment is out of our hands, Romulus.
And rightly so. It is the judgment of Neptune on any ruler of Rumavia who betrays his people, as I did long ago.
Oh, King Regulus.
Holy smoke! He's alive after all. They brought him too.
My crime was not as black as that of Romulus. I was guilty only of neglect of duty. But I have paid the penalty. And I promise, dear subjects, I will never fail you again.
We ask for no better king, Your Majesty.
Thank heaven you have been spared to us.
The tide has turned indeed. Romavia is a happy land once more. Romers all, I give you long life and happiness to King Regulus.
King Regulus!
Getting closer and closer to Christmas, isn't it?
And, Isabel, I've got an idea for a superb Christmas party treat.
Good.
Yep. Made with Bosco. Luscious, chocolate-flavored Bosco straight from the jar. Just pour some Bosco over plain cake, same as I've told you before. Then you top that Bosco and cake with some whipped cream that's tinted pale green with a little vegetable coloring. Then top the cream with a candied cherry for holly berry red. Pretty as a Christmas tree. And boy, oh boy, will that Bosco cake treat make a holiday hit. Serve it when your Land of the Lost clubs meet. And say, tell Mother this is only the beginning. You can make lots of other swell chocolate-flavored desserts with extra rich Bosco. The very same Bosco that sets you boys and girls up with a wonderful chocolate-flavored milk drink, hot or cold. And gives you extra iron for energy to go on and extra vitamin D to grow on. So better make a deal with Mother. Do some Christmas errands for her. And ask her to buy you a jar of swell-tasting Bosco milk amplifier today.
Say, Mike, may I add an idea for that party?
Sure, Isabel.
Well, a wonderful way to entertain your guests is to play a Land of the Lost record album for them. It's all about Isabel and Billy's first exciting trip to the Land of the Lost.
Say, that's an inspiration. Almost like having a theater party in your own home.
Just exactly. And if you haven't an album, well, maybe your family will give you one for Christmas. They make the grandest presents.
And so do those Land of the Lost books with their pictures of the characters you hear on the show. You can get them at any bookstore, can't you, Isabel?
Yes, and you can get those Land of the Lost record albums at music stores all over the country, too. Ask for them and be with us next week. When you will hear what happens at Christmas time in the Land of the Lost, there's never been anything like it.
So see long until then, tadpoles. Tune in same time, same station, when Bosco again takes you to the Land of the Lost. The Land of the Lost is an original story by Isabel Manning Hewson. The director is Cyril Armbrister. Vocal arrangements, Peggy Marshall. Lyrics, Barbara Miller. Musical background, John Winters. Your announcer is Michael Fitzmaurice. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.